Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk Radio Show. I'm Russ McCann, certified health coach, and your host for the next hour as we discuss how to create optimal health in your life. Today, we're going to talk a lot about a lot of things, kind of a potpourri of health-related issues. Today, Dr. Anderson is out traveling around the country helping people get healthy, and we have our special guest this afternoon. He'll be joining us in the 3:30 hour Eastern time, Kevin McCarthy, author of the book, The Purpose, The On-Purpose Person, and it'll help you create and reinvent your life. So make sure you stick around for Kevin. He's always inspiring. I've heard him speak a couple of times. We're going to talk a lot about his book and how to really create a life that is on purpose. So don't go away. We're going to spend a lot of time with Kevin this afternoon. So to start off, I'd kind of like to just check in and see how everybody's Valentine's Day was. I had a terrific time. Denise and I went into San Francisco and spent some time with a couple of good friends of ours, had a nice meal, and just really had a fabulous time. Hopefully you found someone special in your life to celebrate Valentine's Day. It's always a great time with lots of flowers and soulful thoughts about life. And one of the things that I had a chance to do is Denise and I sat around and we watched. I don't know if you've ever looked at the Discovery Channel. And on the Discovery Channel, they have a whole Blu-ray DVD high-definition series called Life. And it's all about mammals and different species and frogs and birds and animals and how we survive in the wild. And there was a couple of things that really kind of really stuck with me. Obviously, the visual is just amazing. I'd encourage you to go to discoverystore.com, take a look at the CDs that they have. No skin off my nose if you don't, but man, it was just inspiring. But one of the things that I found as they were talking about the various species, the common thread was that in our existence, we really have three things. One is that we eat to stay alive, and it's all about hunting and gathering food for nourishment, not just for us, but for our offspring. Often in the wild, you found a mother who was going out and hunting and then bringing the food back to the nest and feeding her chicks or feeding her offspring or really going at great lengths to protect them. So eating to stay alive was almost the number one priority for most of us. The second was to duplicate and to bear children and offspring in order to have the species survive. And certainly in our busy lifestyles, we certainly do a great job of eating to stay alive. And we tend to really have that bearing children and surviving the species by having lots of children. We figured that out pretty well. And the third thing that was really critical among all the species, mammals and reptiles alike, was that it was our charge to live longer. And in the wild, it was more about trying to figure out how to keep from getting eaten by some other species that was higher in the food chain. And so, you know, what we do today in terms of, our 10,000-year-old bodies are still designed to hunt and gather food for energy. And we still make it a big part of our mission to go out and prepare meals or go through the drive-thru and provide meals for our offspring. And at the same time, we really don't do a very good job at protecting ourselves by creating a life of health in order for us to live and survive a very, very healthful, long life. And, you know, we've just made food so convenient in our society. We basically go to the grocery store or we go out to eat. And those are really two of the main options. The other third one is to actually grow fruits and vegetables in your own garden, which is always fun to do. This time of the year, we start looking at fruit trees and you know, maybe strawberries in some areas are already starting to come out, and we look at ways to be able to create a healthier life. And so as we look at this food chain equation that I've discovered in, on the Discovery Channel, was that we really need to take time to stop, challenge ourselves, and make better choices. And in Dr. Anderson's book, there's a lot of information in The Habits of Health about stop, challenge, and choose. And generally, the chapter that he's referring to is really in helping you resolve conflict. And that when you have stress in your life, that rather than just reacting to the stress and letting the stress take control of your life, to take just a few moments to stop, challenge yourself, really think it through what it is you want in life, and make those choices that move your life forward for really meaningful behavioral change that really begins to create health in your life. Dr. Anderson, on his Twitter post, and I'd like to just draw your attention to that. If you go to our website, hohtalk.com or habitsofhealthtalk.com, on the very front page, next to Kevin McCarthy's link, who will be our guest at 3:30, is information about Dr. Anderson's social media. And so right there, you can click on Dr. A's Twitter and link to Dr. A's Twitter posts and also on Facebook. But one of the things he posted this morning was a study that was talking, it was really put out by the Canadian government, Canadian Sedentary Behavior Guidelines. And this, it was just an amazing guideline, because what they suffer in Canada is much of what we suffer here. And that is, our children at such a very, very young age are really limited to how much recreation they do. In fact, most people, most children in the ages of 5 to 11 spend way too many hours on the computer, watching television, playing video games, sitting around, even in class or driving from school or to and from school. We're sitting in a car and we're really not very active. And so that creates a lifestyle for our children. And so the Canadian government put out the Sedentary Behavioral Guidelines, which is different than the Canadian Physical Activity Guidelines, because it's really getting people up off their tushes and becoming more active that will help people really make meaningful and long-term change. And I just kind of want to go through a couple of these things. The two guidelines for our children in creating a behavior that moves people from a sedentary lifestyle to one that's more active is to limit the time that our kids spend in front of the screen, and whether that be on the computer, or whether that be on the TV or playing a video game, and no more than 2 hours a day. So lower those levels associated with that behavior and limit the amount of time that our kids spend in motorized transport, whether it be riding in the car, extended periods of time, really even spending a lot of time indoors, sitting down, not being active throughout the course of the day. And so if we can increase our activity by not being on our tushes and limit the time that we spend in front of the screen, we really have an opportunity to change in such a big way for the health of our children. Really, a healthy body weight is great. It helps our kids do better in school. It helps them be more self-confident. And it allows our kids to have more fun with their friends and improve their physical fitness and have more time to learn new skills. And so we really, as parents, really need to take these guidelines more seriously. If you click on Dr. A's Twitter link on our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com, you can actually click on and download the Canadian Sedentary Behavior Guidelines studies. It really comes out in a beautiful PDF, and it really helps you identify that we need to be more active in our transportation, riding a bike, walking, being more physically active in play, limiting the time that we spend in front of computers. And also, instead of video games or evening in front of the television, why not introduce family activities around a new game or new conversation? It's certainly one of the things that we did as I was a kid. We spent a lot more time visiting and talking to our parents, and we spend very, very little time doing that now. And as they translated, not only from the Canadian Sedentary Behavior Guidelines, they also put out a set of guidelines for activity, physical activity, not only among our children, but as adults, you know, ages 16 or 18 to 64, to achieve healthy benefits during this age group, we need to have at least 150 minutes of moderate to vigorous, intense aerobic physical activity per week in bouts of 10 minutes or more. And that's the guideline that was put out of that. Certainly the benefits of that is we become more active. We reduce the risk of heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, certain types of cancers, diabetes. And it all leads to improved fitness, increased strength, and improved mental health. The guidelines also said it's beneficial to add muscle and bone strength activities using major muscle groups at least 2 days a week. So in addition to our normal cardiovascular type exercise, we need to do muscle building and bone strengthening activities at least 2 times a week in order to improve our health. And more physical activity provides greater health benefits, and we talked a lot about that. Certainly the intensity of our exercise could be something as simple as a brisk walk, riding a bike. Those are kind of moderate activities. More vigorous physical activities could be jogging, cross-country skiing, putting on snowshoes and going for a big hike. But you get to pick the time, the place, and the plan in order to be able to create a more active life. Just some suggestions that were put out by the Canadian Physical Activity Guidelines was to join a weekday community running or walking group. Go for a brisk walk around the block after dinner. That's always great to help burn off those extra calories. Take a dance class after work. That's always fun to do. Bike or walk or even be more active in our way to get to work. So certainly, rather than getting on the commute train or driving to work, ride your bike or walk. And, rake the lawn. Certainly this time of the year, we have a lot more yard work to do. Train others to participate in your running and walking activities. You could walk for charity or run for charity. Take up your favorite sport again that we've put on the shelf as we've gained weight over time. And be active with the family more on the weekends rather than just sitting around watching TV. These are some great guidelines. I'd invite you to go to Dr. A's Twitter link and download those guidelines. It really gives you a good, interesting read. I'm Russ McCann, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk. We're going to come back and discuss more about creating a life of optimal health. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and we've been talking about creating a life of optimal health. But before we continue, I'd like to invite you to visit our website and take Dr. A's health quiz. That's habitsofhealthtalk.com. Right on the front page of the website, you'll see a link that says Take the Health Quiz. You'll go there and go online and take a series of questions, and at the end of the question area, you'll find a score sheet that will give you an idea of just how healthy or maybe unhealthy you are. What I'd like you to do is send us an email of your health score. Send it to optimalhealth@hohtalk. And you can also reach us by phone after the show at 401-388-0778. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. I'm Russ McCann, host, certified health coach. And one of the things that we're really excited about with Dr. Anderson's book, The Habits of Health, is it helps us identify where we are today in our life. You know, there's a whole lot of information about how to get started, where we are today, what our triggers are, what really influences our health in a big way. And it's not always about losing weight and really improving our physical body, although that's a major component. But in Dr. A's book, there's a lot of information about how to sleep right, how to go to the dry cleaners, how to really create the life that you want, how to become more physically active, how to go grocery shopping, how to go out to eat, how to make better choices in your life, how to set goals. It's a complete guide to your life, and I'd certainly encourage you to go to our website at habitsofhealthtalk.com. Right underneath Dr. Anderson's picture, there's a link that says Order Dr. A's Habits of Health. I would encourage you to do that, not only to help the show maybe have more meaning in your life, but it's a great text to have laying around the house as you have a few moments to read, or as you maybe walk to the park and read the book, Habits of Health. You'll kind of get a real sense that what we're looking to do is improve the health of this country, starting with you. About 3.5 years ago, I started the Habits of Health system, and I lost over 75 pounds in about 18 weeks. And in doing so, while I felt great, and I certainly, you know, got out of those 42 size pair of pants down to size 30s. But what really made the difference for me was really when Dr. Anderson's book came out a couple of years ago and really helped kind of tie a ribbon around health and health issues. And I want to spend a little bit of time before Kevin McCarthy gets here really setting up this idea of creating and reducing the stress in your life. You know, if you could live your life over again, you know, at the end, what really matters? That's what Richard Leiter, author of The Power of Purpose, wanted to know. And he spent about 20 years interviewing people in the final stages of their life and really asked them a couple of key things. He asked them, if you could live your life over again, what would you change? And there were three truths that emerged during his research. And they would... And here are those three things that came out. And if people could start their life over again and make real and meaningful change, what would they change? And the three things were that they would have paid more attention to the big picture. They would have spent more time being busy and rather than just having life pass them by. They would have been a participant in life and really pay attention to the big picture. They would have taken more risk. They wish they'd found work that was more meaningful to them and to really spend more time with friends and parents, with our children. And the third thing that came through is that they would have left a legacy. And, you know, waiting until the sunset years of our life to make those discoveries is a shame, because we really have an opportunity today, utilizing Dr. A's principles, to really connect with the things that matter most in our life. And it should really be our number one priority. So, in fact, finding out what really matters most and acting upon it is the difference between living a life and just having life pass you by. You know, this quest for fulfillment, Dr. Anderson's book, Chapter 21, talks a lot about this continuum between a fulfilled life and really somewhere at the bottom of fulfillment is depression. Either we're living a life that's active and fulfilled, or we're living a life of depression. And most of us on a scale of 1 to 10 are probably living somewhere in between. I certainly hope that if you're listening to this program and if you've taken control of your physical health and are moving your mental mind forward, that you're also moving yourself out of a life of depression and moving it towards a life of fulfillment. And so this continuum between fulfillment and depression is offset by also the need to succeed. And the opposite of success is failure. And so when we take a look at this, you know, if we take a look at a cross and go vertically, depression to fulfillment, and then we cross that with success versus failure, that really most of us are living a life that is burnt out. You know, we're getting up in the morning, we're getting dressed, we're getting the kids off to school, we're going to work, we're coming home. And by the time we get done with our day, we are just worn out. And so because we're not participating in life, we're just barely surviving. And so not only are we failing at living, we're also depressed about the fact that we're stuck in this life. And does our life have real fulfillment and meaning and purpose? And so as we start talking about this life of success and life of fulfillment, what I'd like you to really take a look at is really how you can set some goals in your life. So let's take a look at success, for example. If your current reality is that you're unemployed, you're not working, or you're working a job that doesn't provide you with meaning and purpose, then I would encourage you to set a goal of what you would like your life to look like and what success really means to you. Now, everybody has a wide variety of success. It could be, you know, buying a boat. It could be buying a car. It could be spending more time with the kids. It could be contributing to charity. Whatever success is in your life, set a goal and then begin to work through what we call structural tension or the creative process and set a specific action that moves your life closer to achieving your success goal. And so if we do the same thing in the area of fulfillment, you know, and we take a look at where we are, you know, we just don't see hope. And so we tend to kind of put fulfillment on the guideline or on the sideline, and we really don't spend a whole lot of time talking about it. But this fulfillment element is finding out what really matters to us. And so maybe just a couple of simple guidelines that Dr. A's put in his book is really follow your passion. You know, about 3.5 years ago, my passion was food. And I spent most of my career in the restaurant industry helping people create all of these wonderful recipes and creations, culinary delights, if you will. And quite frankly, I ate far too many of those. But as I began to help people move towards a life of health, I found a new passion in sharing and helping that with others. So whatever your passion is, I would encourage you to really set that as part of your fulfillment goal. You know, take up a new hobby. You know, many of us that go through our life, certainly up until the time maybe the kids move out of the house, we're really focused on them. And it's really our natural instinct, as I found on the Discovery Channel, to really provide for our young and nurture our young and make sure they're able to function in the real world on their own. And so often we put our own lives on the shelf. And so create a hobby or go back to a hobby that maybe you've loved so much, whether it be playing golf or tennis or riding a bike. But just really understand that creating a hobby, enjoying the arts, maybe exposure to nature by taking a hike, you know, going out and doing things in nature. I know this time of the year it's kind of hard with it, you know, raining and windy, but you know, bundle up and experience all that nature has to offer. You know, get in touch with your spiritual side, and we're going to probably spend a little bit more time this afternoon with Kevin McCarthy talking about not only our on-purpose person, but really how the spiritual aspect goes into helping us improve the health in our life. Spend time with others. You know, we really shouldn't be spending time alone. We should be spending time with groups of friends, and certainly as a health coach, utilizing the Habits of Health system, I've got friends all over the country that, you know, 3.5 years ago, I was struggling to have a friend or two. And so I would encourage you that if you're listening to this program today, that one of the advantages of getting healthy and being part of Dr. Anderson's Habits of Health system is getting connected to a health coach, someone that can help you map out what you want your life to look like, not only from a physical standpoint, but really what you want your life to look like from a whole goal perspective. So I would encourage you that if a health coach has encouraged you to listen to the show today, contact them at the end of the show and really set up an appointment to really talk about getting your life on purpose. If you don't have a health coach and you're interested in getting connected with one, you can do so by contacting us here at Habits of Health Talk Radio at habitsofhealthtalk.com. You can also reach us by telephone 401-388-0778. And you can also send us an email and we'll get in contact with you and put you in touch with someone who will help map out a strategy to create a life of optimal health. I'd like to redirect you back to the website. Habitsofhealthtalk.com is loaded full of information. Dr. Anderson's website, there's a link to there called habitsofhealth.net, where there's a wide variety of information about not only how to eat low glycemic, how to be more active, how to eat healthier snacks throughout the course of the day. We've already mentioned the Habits of Health quiz, where you can find out just how healthy you are. There are weekly health tips and guidelines that Lori Anderson, the registered nurse, and Dr. Anderson's love of his life, provides us with weekly tips on how to create health in our life. And I would also invite you to take a look on the website. There's a body mass index chart, and this chart will give you an idea of where you are physically, taking a look at how tall you are, how much you weigh, and identify just the area of health that we really need to focus on. So often as we get to a healthier weight using the Habits of Health system, we really clear out this whole closet full of things that we've been suppressing. You know, many of it is, you know, we spent so much time taking care of our kids and our spouse and our job that we often forget about taking care of ourselves. And so I would encourage you that if you have an opportunity today to go to the website, look at the body mass index chart, realize that getting your physical body in shape is really one of the first steps to creating a life of optimal health. You know, is your life turning out the way you expected? If not, our next guest, Kevin W. McCarthy, author of The On Purpose Person, is here to share insights, inspiration, and practical tips to really redeem and reinvent your life. Stick around. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Kevin W. McCarthy.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Have you ever said to yourself, my life is in chaos? I need to create more balance in my life? Kevin McCarthy, our next guest, has a surprising revelation for you. Stop trying to balance your life. It's a myth and really the wrong thing to do. It gives me great pleasure to bring on to the air today Kevin McCarthy, a good friend, both to Dr. Anderson and I. Kevin, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, Russ, it's my joy to be with you. I remember it was a few years ago. I think we were sitting around a swimming pool together chatting and meeting and talking with Dr. Anderson, if I'm not mistaken.
Hey, that means life was meaningful and on purpose as I know it.
So. There you are. That's good.
You know, in kind of preparing for the show today, I really was intrigued by the comment that you talked about in terms of stop trying to balance your life. You know, when we're struggling in our life, we really, you know, tend to just start making a checklist and going through it and trying to figure it out on our own. And why do you tell people to stop trying to balance their life?
Well, Russ, here's what's going on. I basically started to look at it. And very simply, what I do is I tell people the reason you don't want to balance your life is because you really don't want a balanced life. What you want is an integrated life. And from my point of view, you want to integrate your life around your purpose. And the concept, there's a what I call a false concept out there called the wheel of life, which sort of puts you at the middle like a hub, and then different areas of life are like a spoke. And they say, you know, you want to balance your life and have, you know, all this sort of equality throughout your life. And I basically realized that, you know, most people who really are happy, successful, whatever, you know, whatever quality you want to put around that, joyful, they're actually way out of balance if you use that term, if you use that standard that's out there. But what they are is they're true to themselves. And by being true to themselves, they're basically, they know who they are, where they're going, how they want to get there, what's important along the way. And they are, in essence, living differently. And we actually tend to admire them more because they are living differently and living true to themselves. And they're not really living up to this ideal of a balance. And balance is a concept that really plays in the sort of the physical, you know, world, and it tends to pit things against one another, so that it's my family or my finances, it's my job, it's my life or my work.
Right.
Why can't they both be one and the same and be integrated and supporting, mutually supportive of one another? So it's not an either or, it's an and equation, if you will, and that's really what the integration piece is looking at.
It's more of an inclusive thing. I mean, as I go back to my world in the corporate life, you know, you had people in the work environment that were either all out working hard and they had nothing left over to give to the family, or they were barely getting by at work, but going home and family was really the priority. And what you're talking is not so much trying to balance those two, but integrate the two so that they can coexist.
Correct. Yeah, that, absolutely. So that they're working together with one another. And again, it's one of those things where, I mean, you and I are probably fairly close to the same age. I might be a little bit older, I don't know, but you know, I grew up with an era of the generation ahead of me that said your work life is your work life and your family life is your family life and you don't mix the two.
Right.
And in fact, I think that that's really, again, one of those sort of things where they're trying to say, you know, you're balancing your work life and your family life. You're separating these things. Where in fact we are one person. We need to be whole about that. And it really, I think this whole aspect of trying to balance one's life is one that, and frankly, it comes down to the point of it's an unhealthy place, because what we do is we end up frustrated, stressed, trying to live up to an ideal that we can't fulfill. It does not add to our health. It actually takes away from our health. Versus saying, okay, you know, so I'm going to integrate my life differently. I'm going to think of it as a recipe. If you had to have a recipe in which every ingredient in life, every aspect of your life had to be in balance, or the recipe was you had to have an equal amount of eggs, flour, sugar, chocolate, you know, whatever it might be,
sure.
And then you put it together, you'd say, well, that's probably not going to be the best recipe. And yet most right. people are trying to create that sort of a thing, as opposed to saying, wait a minute, if I add a dash of this and a pinch of that and a little of that and some salt and do this and all of these little components all blended and integrated together actually create something really special.
You know, as you're talking, the struggle that I have is that, you know, often it's the boss that controls what happens at work and how much time you have to put in, either extra hours or getting a task done. And so, you know, while the boss is directing your life, you're all in there, and then you get home, and your significant other in your life has a different set of priorities, and so you're kind of almost naturally torn between trying to figure out not only how do I balance the two, but if I'm going to integrate the two, how do I really get them to integrate? Because my boss really doesn't care necessarily what happens at home, and quite frankly, you know, my spouse or the significant other in my life doesn't really care what goes on at work so much. So how do you realistically create integration and still have a life of your own at the end of that?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, let me attack, if I may, a couple of your premises.
Yeah, that's good. That's what we're here for.
First of all, you know, this is sort of more on-purpose business than on-purpose person type stuff. But
sure.
In the on-purpose business, I talk about Think Inc., which is that you want to look at your job as a business. And that means that you don't have a boss. You are your own boss. Now, that may mean that your customer is your boss, and you've got to make that customer happy. Don't get me wrong. I understand there's a reality there. But if you begin to look at it and say, if somebody tells me how to live my life, then I've given over control. I've given over an unhealthy control to somebody who may be running my life, where I need to maintain that point of view. Now, that means you have to set healthy boundaries, strong boundaries. It means you are defining it. So whenever your boss may say to you, look, I need you to go, you know, do X, Y, Z, and you're looking at it and saying, you know, that's not something that I believe is, you know, you have a choice. You have a choice that says, I believe that's either unethical or it's ethical. I believe that that's wrong. I believe that that's right. That's not what I, you know, I told my wife I would be home. I told the kids I would do this. I mean, somewhere along the line, you have to establish and train your customers as well as your boss how to treat you. And so it's a different attitude that's going on there, if you will. It's a very different approach. And that takes a strong person to be able to do that. And then I'm trying to remember, I forget what the other one other premise I wanted to challenge with you on, but it was really this sense of don't give up your power.
Sure. Well, and often we do that. You know, we get up in the morning and we turn total control over to someone else instead of having a life of our own. And I kind of want to go there a little bit in terms of, you know, the on-purpose person. Maybe describe the components of an on-purpose person. And if, you know, if somebody's struggling today in their life, you know, they could have lost their job or they're struggling at home or there's things going on in their life. How does somebody take the step that moves their life to something that really has purpose?
Sure. If somebody's, let's say, out of a job or something like that, and they're saying, oh, I'm struggling, what's happening is that's pushing deep into their spirit. That's pushing deep into who they are. And in many ways, a lot of people can get into this pattern of repeatedly going into unsatisfying jobs just to get a paycheck.
Right.
And what I would encourage people to do is to say the first job that you have is the job of your life. And the job of your life is to say, okay, who am I? And the components of who am I, in kind of a clinical way, if I can, are your purpose, your vision, your mission, and your values. And your purpose answers the question, why am I here? Your vision is answering the question, where am I going with my life? Your missions are, how am I going to get there? And that tends to be sort of job is a big part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's important along the way is the definition of your values. So that when you articulate your purpose, your vision, your mission, and your values, and you begin to make choices that are in alignment with that, then you're on your purpose rather than off your purpose. It's a very high standard. It's not easy. But what I will tell you is when you are willing to make the commitment to being on your purpose, it is, for many people, why have I not tried to live this way in the past? Why have I not gone in that direction? It is a matter of taking responsibility for your life. And then what happens for a lot of people is they begin to look at the job situation, just looking at that, or they begin to see that work becomes an expression of who they are rather than a depression of who they are.
That's interesting.
And I think that that's a real important aspect, that a lot of people don't find that their work is fulfilling. Where I look at it and say, you bring the fulfillment to the job. And even if you're in a bad environment, perhaps, may not be healthy for you, but you know what? You can still choose to say, I'm going to bring who I am to that, and I'm going to try to bring, you know, bring some meaning and purpose into the work. I'm going to do that. Now, obviously, if it's an unhealthy environment, find yourself a better place or create one.
Right. Yeah, don't sit in the misery if you don't have to.
That's right. Why sit in the misery? You've got, you know, life's too short. And Lord knows, and you know, if you're unhappy in your work, if you're unhappy in your environment, and you're in you're going to be unhealthy, and you're going to stress yourself, and you're going to die early. It's just, I mean, you're going to have a heart attack, you're going to be too fat, you're going to be, all of the things that are going on are all going to conspire to kill you earlier than you should be, and your loved ones will be without you as long, or you will be disabled in some way, and it's just sort of a waste because you've not been really true to who you are.
How do we integrate, you know, this, the not only the purpose in our life, but as you indicated, you know, the vision, the mission, the values. And so much of that crosses over in our physical health. I often talk, and it may be a concept that I'm having to wrestle with, is that, you know, when you don't have your health, you really are going to struggle to have all these other things really in tune with each other. And how do we incorporate, you know, this feeling of on purpose along with improving our own physical health and a life of optimal health?
Yeah, I will tell you, one of the things I really love about what Dr. Anderson's doing is, and the whole health coaching movement that he has created, is that what I've learned over the years is that for a lot of people, health is a very obvious pain point. You can look down and know whether, if you can see your hips, you know whether you're thin or whether you aren't. If you can see your toes, you know whether you're fat or you aren't.
Sure.
If you've got a gut in front of you, I mean, you know you're fat when you know you're fat. And what's really nice about that is it's the health coaching program is so effective because what it's doing is it's moving people in the direction of positive change. And so as a result of that positive change, it's the other beauty of it is it's getting them what I call, they're getting out of a fat mindset. I call it a fat head a lot of times. And you don't realize when you're overweight that you're a fat head, that your brain is swimming around in fat. And it's affecting everything about you. And what happens is when people start to get healthy, inevitably there's an uplifting quality to the mechanics of their life, the physicality of their life. And then when that begins to happen, at some level their spirit begins to soar. And it's a bit of a it's not a permanent soaring. I mean, you can still have depressing things and thoughts and all that sort of stuff. But what it does is it tends to reverse a whole lot of the symptoms that are around the absence of purpose in life. And now you're more open to it. Where before you're just battling uphill just to get by. Survival is just tough.
Oh, it's so hard. You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk Radio. I'm Russ McCann along with Kevin McCarthy. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how to integrate optimal health and the on-purpose person.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind body practice. IIQTC.org.
We're back, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk on the Transformation Radio Network. Tune in each and every Wednesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the East Coast or 12 noon on the West Coast for some of the most insightful Health Talk radio programming. As you can tell with our guest, Kevin McCarthy, we're not always talking about physical health. We're really talking about a life that is totally on purpose. I've got Kevin McCarthy with me, and I'd like to have Kevin talk a little bit about, you know, there's another element of our life as we start talking about health and being on purpose is the life of being spiritual and how this can really have a large impact on the health of our life and really helping create a life that's on purpose.
Yeah, Russ, I mean, what you're really talking about, and I think it's important for people to understand purpose. I mean, at some level, in the earlier segment, I talked about the fact that when your purpose is answering the question, why am I here? Regardless of somebody's faith background, if they believe in a higher power or God, you can look at purpose as God's will for your life.
Sure.
And so when you are aligned with the Maker, you're aligned with your purpose, you are on your purpose, you are in essence moving towards this the oneness with God, if you will. And that oneness with God is, in again, from many different religious points of view, is a wholeness. And it's that, again, this is why you don't want to balance, you want to integrate. Because if you're trying to balance your physical world and your spiritual world, you have them separated. And you're trying to hold each one in a different hand, so to speak. But when you are integrating the physical and the spiritual, which is the highest point of integration, then your hands are clasped together and you're trying to make them work together, if that makes sense.
Sure.
So that integration of that. And so what purpose does is, if you want to think of it, it's kind of like the fingers locked, interlocked from one hand to the other, and it's giving us an ability to see both how our spiritual and our physical are actually connected together in a meaningful way. So it's a very powerful and actually very misunderstood concept. People use purpose very, very sloppily, and it's a very special word, because of the unique place that it plays between at the intersection of the spirit and the physical realm in terms of as the point of integration.
Sure, I know Pastor Rick Warren wrote the book, you know, The Purpose-Driven Life. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where a lot of the original concept behind purpose and being spiritual really come into play. And in your book, though, The On-Purpose Person, you're really talking more about not just in contrast one versus the other. If you will kind of compare the two books, and I think there's probably some integration element in there too, isn't there?
Well, I will compare the two books. I mean, first of all, the on-purpose material precedes Rick Warren's work.
Right.
I started doing this work in the late 80s and early 90s. The on-purpose person was originally, my first book was originally written and produced in 1992, 93, and then re-released in 2009.
He must have really liked your book.
Actually, Rick and I had connected prior to his ever doing The Purpose-Driven Life. He had done
Sure.
The Purpose-Driven Church. But let me say what's important, though. I think an important distinction here, and I'm going to say this may sound like heresy to a lot of people that are Purpose-Driven Life fans, but I don't believe that we are purpose-driven. I believe we are purpose-called. And it's a very important distinction because it requires a response on our part versus if we're driven, we don't really have a choice.
Sure.
And the other part of it is that the way that Rick Warren uses purpose, it would really, in my terminology, be more of a mission, because he talks about purposes. Well, you cannot have purposes. It's not a word. A purpose is a singular word, although a lot of people talk about purposes. But they're using it like many reasons,
sure,
if you will. But in many ways, if you look at the way he's using it, he's actually using the word mission. which would be so. In that sense, I don't disagree with the theology of what he's doing, if you will, or the benefits of the book. But when, in many ways, what he's done is he's confused people, thinking that if they're doing fellowship or if they're doing worship, that they're on their purpose, that they're about purpose. No, they're bringing their purpose brings expression, their unique contribution to those roles or missions. So it's a very subtle distinction, and most people really probably don't need to get hung up about it. But it is, for me, a very important differentiator, because you want to be aligned with God's will, and it's really not about what you're doing. It's about who you are being.
And so in what you're saying, the purpose in itself is a single direction.
No, it's not even a direction. It just is. It's like saying electricity. Does electricity have a direction? It just is.
Right.
And purpose is like spiritual electricity. It is. Much like God would say, I am. And right. when God says, I am, there is no direction. It's just, it's everywhere.
Sure.
And so, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where when you start saying purpose-driven, it's called, you know, there's a direction that maybe there's a sense there. Even with on purpose, it's really more a matter of engaging and integrating and aligning than it is just sort of creating a direction necessarily. And that's not to say that it doesn't give you direction, and it does. I mean, so
sure.
We all need direction. We all need that's why the vision. See, the vision is the part where it says, where am I going? Purpose is, why am I here? Vision is, where am I going? So when you take your purpose, which is in your heart, and you align it with a vision, which is in your mind, and you then move it into your hands and feet, which are the actions, your heart, your head, and your hands are aligned, you're on your purpose. So it's not a singular concept or a concept that sits alone, although it is a sort of a preeminent concept. It's actually a concept that requires the support of a purpose, vision, mission, and values, which is why you often hear me talk about it in terms of purpose, vision, mission, and values. And frankly, it's a mysterious relationship. We're trying to put words around, you know, words are symbols. We're trying to put words around something that's mysterious.
Right. Kevin, why don't you provide for the listeners today a little bit about how to get a hold of you and maybe some information about your websites and where they can get a copy of the book, The Yeah. On Purpose Person.
It's real easy. If you just go to onpurpose.com, that'll get you there. And one of the things I love to have people do is I do, if you go to onpurpose.com, you'll see I have a blog and it says Kevin W. McCarthy. I do these free On Purpose Minutes every Tuesday and Thursday that we mail out on email, and they're video minutes and they're free. You can subscribe and you can go through there and get those, or there's a stay in touch button at onpurpose.com. And it's just a little 1 to 2 minute video that I do, one on personal leadership on Tuesdays and one on business leadership on Thursdays. And that's again at onpurpose.com, and they can get the book there. They can get access to my website. We also do a program called the On Purpose Leader Experience and the On Purpose Business Experience. And we just started today. One of the On Purpose Business Experiences, and the enrollment continues through next week. And so those are all great resources. A whole lot of free stuff on the website for people to get. And just go to onpurpose.com and you'll find it.
Kevin, as always, I'm always thrilled to hear you speak, and you always kind of have such an interesting way of helping me unwrap the gift that you've provided in the On Purpose Person, and how that, along with Dr. Anderson's love and creating the habits of health in our life, have integrated so well at helping us stay focused on the things that really matter most in our life and putting into motion a life that has purpose, but at the same time it moves our life towards what we want in our life, incorporating many of the principles that both you and I know Dr. A have incorporated almost interchangeably in both of your works. And I thank you so much for your friendship and your leadership. It's been a great show this afternoon. For those of you that are here for the first time, I'd encourage you to tune in again next week, every Wednesday at 12 o'clock on the West Coast, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can also find us on the Internet at Habits of Health Talk Radio or habitsofhealthtalk.com. feel free to send us an email at optimalhealth@hohtalk, and feel free to contact us by phone, and we'll get you in contact with a health coach that will begin to move your life forward at 401-388-0778. I'd like to thank Dr. Anderson for creating the show, Kevin for being just an amazing guest as usual. I'd like to invite you to our show next week, where Dr. Anderson's wife, Lori Anderson, our registered nurse, will be on the show specifically talking about how to improve the health in your life. Remember, it's never a great day to start a diet, but today's a great day to create the habits of health in your life. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and how to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit habitsofhealthtalk.com. That's habitsofhealthtalk.com.